Now to school. In this part of the program, to hear about two programs that are going to great lengths to keep kids interested. In a few minutes, one way to bring World War II history to life enlists Japan's most notorious pilots. First, we head to Georgia, where two schools are paying students to study after school. From member station WABE, Odette Youssef reports.
In this small class of eight juniors at Creekside High School in Fairburn, Georgia, a few lucky students don't have math homework. So teacher LaShonda Latham busies them with a game.
Dominoes, deal them out. There are 24 of them and three of you. How many do you get a piece?
But most of the students aren't free to play games.
Everyone else, take out your homework, please.
These kids are among 40 from Creekside High and neighboring Bear Creek Middle School who were offered remedial math and science tutoring after school. They were selected because first semester they failed one or both of those subjects, and because they're considered low income. But unlike typical after-school programs, these kids are getting paid $8 an hour to show up. Unconventional? Yes, says Jackie Cushman, engineer of the pilot program called Learn and Earn.
From my background, just to let you know, I was never paid for grades. I was never paid to study. It was expected that I would come home with good grades, and if I needed additional help, my parents would take the time and help me.
Cushman is the founder of the Atlanta-based nonprofit Learning Makes a Difference, and she's also the daughter of former U.S. House Speaker Newt Gingrich. It was actually his idea to pay low-income students to improve their grades. Here he is in a 2005 speech at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government.
What would happen? First of all, you just competed head-to-head with the pimps, the drug dealers, and the prostitutes as the first people in the neighborhood to have money. Second, you suddenly said the geek who up till now has been ridiculed and despised actually has money. They can go on dates Friday night because they got paid.
Cushman hopes that the money will get the kids into the classroom, but that once there, they'll start to enjoy learning. She launched Learn and Earn this year after an Atlanta businessman offered to sponsor it. These two schools fit the right profile. More than 60% of the students are considered low income. More than 90% are minorities. 16-year-old Raven Hillary failed her first semester of algebra this year, and she jumped at the chance to join the program.
Like, I've passed a couple of tests since the tutoring. I've been turning in more homework. Like, I just got some worksheets today. My homework sheet said 100, when a couple weeks ago it was saying 40.
This message really reinforces that these low-income kids are destined to a lifetime of wage earning.
Richard Lakes is associate professor in educational policy at Georgia State University.
It reinforces that these children in particular are going to be servants of the middle and upper classes.
Lakes doesn't believe that an external motivator like money can trigger an intrinsic love of learning and achievement that Cushman is hoping for. Indeed, some of the kids say it was other factors that drew them to the program. One boy simply wanted school help so badly, he had his math teacher go with him to his after-school job at Walmart and plead with his boss to change his schedule. Raven Hillary also wanted help, but she couldn't get it until this program offered a bus to take her home.
I would have did it without the pay because I know I needed it. I mean, the pay is nice, but I don't know why they're doing it. It doesn't really matter to me.
Jackie Cushman says she's waiting until May to see the program's results, but so far, students tell her it's the money that brings them to the classroom. For NPR News, I'm Odette Youssef in Atlanta.